Yeah.
This is one of the great tragedies of the Russian aggression against Ukraine. Both Ukraine and Russia were large, low-cost exporters of wheat and of fertilizer. And I said at the outset of the invasion that the guys who are really going to pay for this are mostly in Africa. It's poor countries that don't have the purchasing power to substitute low-cost Ukrainian and Russian fertilizer and wheat with more higher-cost imports from Australia or Canada or elsewhere. Unfortunately, that's gone on. What these countries have done to adapt is to violate Russian sanctions and purchase Russian fuel at a discount. I think that will go on for the foreseeable future, and I think that the sanctions regime is not as steadily enforced on this because, first off, because there is a lot of need for fuel in these countries, and secondly, because Russia is forced to sell it as a discount, so that's seen as damaging them. But in the long term, if this war goes on for a long time, and I think that any peace in Ukraine will really just be a ceasefire while Russia seeks to recapitalize its lost military, unless there is regime change in Russia. I think that again, this has to be addressed. And the fact that you just have profoundly poor countries who don't have the ability to pay competitive rates for fuel and basic foodstuffs if a major producer goes offline, that's going to continue to be a problem.
Some analysts say that Moscow's increasing ambitions to position itself as an ally to African countries and stoke anti-Western sentiment could turn the continent into a flashpoint in the global strategic competition between Russia and the West. They warn that Russia's support of authoritarian governments, including its backing of a string of coups in recent years, is undermining Africa's democratic aspirations. Your thoughts?
Democracy has always been more of an aspiration than a fact in Africa. Even where you have democratic systems, they quickly tend to move into a democratic facade over a tribal system, or they tend to be subverted by corrupt rulers. And that's the real tragedy of Africa, is the potential's never been realized because in most of the continent, the leadership has just been bad. Russia is playing up to the worst aspects of Africa. And in the long term, this always works against the aspirations of the peoples of Africa. I suppose a cynic would say that the West deals with Africa as they want it to be. Russia deals with Africa as it is. In large part, that's because it's just very hard in a Western democracy to say, yeah, we're going to, deal with corrupt leaders in a way they want to, which involves a lot of money being siphoned off. But, at the end of the day, we just have to recognize reality. A democracy will not be able to engage with corrupt countries as fully as another corrupt country can. And that is a Russian advantage. We have to find innovative ways to work around that, because the Russians and the Chinese don't really care who they deal with as long as their interests are addressed. Western democracies, on the other hand, have to be a little bit more selective. And that's a disadvantage, a handicap we've taken upon ourselves, and it's something that we have to find a way to work through.